From the calmness of the European Union's Court of Justice in Luxembourg comes what amounts to a bombshell in this crisis involving Poland and the EU. The text is brief. ECJ Vice President orders Poland to pay a fine of 1 million euros a day because it's failed to suspend a disciplinary chamber of its Supreme Court. That order was made in July. In a country where the vast majority of people support membership of the European Union, its government has been defying legal reforms ordered by the EU. Poland stands accused by Brussels of political interference with a new disciplinary system for judges. Polish judges have declared that some EU laws clash with their constitution. Even before the latest action, the governing party of Poland accused the EU of blackmail. The $1.2 million fine from Brussels coincided with a harsh warning from Belgium's Prime Minister aimed at Polish leaders.
You are playing with fire when waging war with our European colleagues for internal political reasons. This is about an overwhelming majority of member states, from the Baltics to Portugal, who agree our union is a union of values, not a cash machine. You cannot pocket all the money but refuse the values.
That attack contrasted with the diplomatic approach the French President Emmanuel Macron had been taking with the Polish leader, Andrzej Duda. However, Macron had said well ahead of this meeting that Poland needed to make concrete proposals. The question now is whether Poland will be compliant or defiant.
What's next? It's hard to say. You could expect now the Polish government to say, well, sorry, we're not able to pay this fine because our own Polish constitutional court has said that this would not be in line with the Polish constitution.
Can the Polish government afford to keep going against the majority view of Polish people who value EU membership? That is unclear. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.